And we can proceed to Chris Wright.
Hi, that's Chris Wright with a W, W-R-I-G-H-T. I'm from Belfast. I was thinking this evening was as much for asking questions as testifying, so I don't have too much to say, but probably it was several years ago that one of Nordic's consultants did some modeling as far as water coming in and out of the bay, as far as the water movement during tides. And they represented on a screen this movement by having something that looked like, to me, like ping pong balls on top of the water. And what happened during the presentation was that these ping pong balls moved a little bit and then moved back, moved a little bit and then moved back. So I asked the consultant, does that mean that what goes into the bay does not leave the bay? And I was surprised to hear them say, yes, that's true. Putting that together with the fact that Penobscot Bay is warming faster than any comparably sized body of water on the planet, the idea of having effluent come into the bay and disturbing the mercury that's here and having the water temperature do nothing but rise and it all stays here, it just really doesn't make any sense to me at all. And just a stray thought that I had last week was this idea that we're taking a species that has been out in the wild forever, and we're trying to take all the conditions that support that species and put it on land. And that just seems really, really an odd thing to try to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And seeing no questions, we can go to Lucky Schedule. Susan Cutting.